Moke and Friends. It's Moke and Beats Rail.
What up, though?
Chilling. How are you doing, sir?
Chilling, man. Woke up this morning.
That's a great day. That's a great thing. This is actually part two, but it's actually part one. Part one fucked up, so it never happened. So part two took months to come because nigga's schedule. But Beats Rail. Why are you calling yourself Beats Rail? I forgot.
I'm Beats Rail because my beats is real. And I'm more of a make a beat in front of you on the spot type of beat maker. So,
and so we are in your studio. You see your setup, and do you produce off of your machine? Like, have you actually put music out like on off your machine, like export?
I've actually been procrastinating on making beats with my machine. I've been more trying to get known as the world's best iPhone producer. I'm about to start making beats with my machine again, but as of now, I just been making beats with my phone lately.
Okay, and so I know last time when we did the podcast, it was afterwards, and we did you made some beats on your phone. So now, like I had asked you if you could do that, because I'm not too familiar because I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
So, if you could do so, I'm
very... As you see, you know, you're looking at me right now, but everything's live. I'll push every button. See, that's it. That's all I got to work with, and I'll just kill it real quick.
Dope.
Yeah, that's just some real quick stuff, you know, off my phone, live.
I don't even think I would have the coordination to do all that shit.
I don't know, man. I've been using my fingers for a long time.
So was that a sample you chopped or?
No, I'm actually cool with these people who own an app. And they send presets to me that I can get before a lot of other people.
Yeah.
But that app is available.
Yeah.
It's called Drumpad. But I mean, you know, a lot of people have it and they get it and they can't even 1% mess with me, touch me, holler at me. Beats Rail.
So, what got you into this?
I don't know. Beats has been a part of my life probably since my first heartbeat.
Yeah.
But out the womb, I would say I was probably about 1.5. My dad said that I was in the shower. He was taking me a shower, and he said he started drumming on the shower, and made like a cool little bass, you know. And he was all like, he said once he made the beat, he said I was just staring at him like amazed. And he said, since that day, I just went around drumming on this and banging on this. And since I can say since kindergarten, which would be about 4.5, 5 years old, I've always been making beats with the pen and always been like overly ahead of my time talented.
Mm.
But just, you know, the area of the world where, you know, in Midland, you know, it don't matter how cold you is if you ain't getting noticed.
Right, so right.
It is what it is. But... yeah, since about 1.5, 2 years old.
And so and you sing too. You're not just a producer.
No.
You're a musician, a comedian,
singer, dancer, comedian, beat maker. Shoot, I'm trying to think of what else I do good. I can drive real good.
So being... what makes you pursue beats more than the other?
Beats is the, that's just probably what I make beats probably 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm asleep, I'm making a beat. But comedy is just something that I'm just a naturally funny person. So, like, when I do comedy on stage, I don't really go up there and tell jokes. I might tell a story and I'll just make it funny. I mean, because I don't know how to tell jokes.
Right.
Like, the knock, knock, who's there, that type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so, and then, like, basically, everything I do is, like, on the spot. Like, I'm an on-the-spot comedian. I'm an on-the-spot beat maker. Like, when I make, like, when I'm dancing, I like to almost do like a choreography. Like, if I'm at the club, like, I ain't know just one two step, two step. I'm out there like crump dancing, like. So I don't know, I'm just more of a just a live person in all realms.
But like, okay, so you're called beat maker, but are you like in a pursuit of something, or are you just like cool with just being a cold beat maker? Like are you wanting to just be a producer? I mean, because like I've told you before, like, I think that you should make beats and like maybe have beat tapes and just available, just like beats on hand or whatever. But like, to me, I feel that like you're real talented and you're like at a level where you're like cool with just being like really talented and dope versus like being a full-fledged, like, yo, I'm making beats for this guy.
Yeah, and that's where, like, my mentality has been. I've been procrastinating, like, a lot. Like, I really suggest people surround themselves around more positive entities and friends, because that's pretty much where I have a problem. I've been a social butterfly all my life. I've always hung around lots of people all the time, and I could say I've hung around more negative than good, and it's hard to chip off the negative energy to pursue something positive in your life, and that's where I'm at. Like, I'm aware of what I need to do, and it's just hard.
You know, one thing one thing that I realize is here, when you have free time, there ain't shit to do to stimulate, you know what I'm saying, like, your mind or whatever, besides like drinking or whatever, or just smoking, turning up. However, because like when I'm living in a city, you know, and I have free time, there's shit to do to exercise my mind or get some type of inspiration or whatever. And I feel like here, a lot of the inspiration for me comes out of like, whether I'm going through it or not, but like the negativity, which, you know, that's the positive of it, you know. But I don't know, I'm high as shit.
So yeah, I'm high too, and I know exactly what you mean. Like, it's just some things are hard to explain, because it's just.
But no, but I mean, basically what I'm saying is like, I get it, because I know producers here that are dope at being producers. And I always say that if you're a rapper here or a producer here, I mean, it's cool to put on for your city, but like, not fuck the city, but I always feel use the city as like your headquarters, and always shoot above the city. So like, if you're a producer, like, I would try to fuck with, you know, Dallas artists, like New York artists, whatever, because it's like, the rappers here, like, no offense to any of them, but it's like, you know them. So like, not to go into any detail, but there's a lot of rappers here, but you know who's like actually like really serious about it and who's just doing it just to do it and stuff like that. And so it makes it not fun, because, you know, like, a lot of niggas here rap, but they're not 100% into it. So it's like, as a producer, why would I be 100% into it? And that's when niggas just start settling.
Yeah, it's hard being motivated around not a lot of motivation.
Right.
Because, like, I know if I was in Dallas, just, like, literally, like, I think it was, like, 2 days before I had moved back to Midland from Dallas, I got invited to a beat competition. It was my first beat competition. I went down there, and I was just in the audience. And when I was in that bitch, I was smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah.
But I was also mad that I wasn't one of the people that was a part of that beat competition.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is, but, like, that it was weird how I went to that beat competition 2 days before I knew I was finna come back to Midland, where I ain't finna see none of that shit. And to this day, like, it ain't no beat competitions going out here. It might be a little rap battles are going on, but it be some bullshit ass rap battles. Like, it ain't no real, like, I don't know. And I am surrounded around people who don't mind being the best Midland rapper or the best, not even West Texas, the best Midland Odessa rapper. It's like, nah, I wanna be around somebody who's trying to be global. And so, like, the beats that I make, I won't let nobody rap on them hoes, because I be feeling like nobody gonna be for real and gonna make that beat my life changing for me as well.
Yeah.
And so it fucks me up, because, like, if I have 1,000 beats, those beats can get erased on accident, and they could have been with a potential somebody, but I'm just not motivated. But I'm getting there, and I'm and my first beat competition is in August the 19th. I'm going down there, me and my homeboy Boogie. They got a DJ battle and a beat battle, and he gonna go down there and win that money, and I'm gonna go down there and win that money on that beat battle.
So where's it at?
It's in Austin.
Oh, where?
No, my bad. San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
Same thing, away from Midland.
Yeah. It's not the DMC, is it?
I can't remember the name of the event, but my homeboy Boogie is the one who told me about it. And
shout out DJ Boogie.
Yeah, James Ozuna, DJ Boogie. My man's right there,
DJ Boogie.
He has helped me get to where I am right now, like, just with everything, with the DJing, like, just with everything. So that's my day one right there. Been on him a long time, and didn't even know that me and him, like, our minds are, like, connected. Like, on that music thing, like we real connected. And but, you know, we cool now, you know. He's a family man, so it's hard for us.
Shout out, but shout out Jeff, aka Omega Reddit. He's a family man. Did you see him in Lubbock?
Nah,
he's out there. Jeff, right?
I wish I would have known. I would have been down there.
You know Jeff? Yeah, that's my nigga, man. Yeah. Shout out Jeff. As I always tell the story, I mean, I don't think I always tell the story, but I think I told it on the last podcast. But I'm just gonna say it short. But I was responsible for giving him his first turntables and a couple records. So shout out that.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one turntable, and it was, like, dope. And that nigga was just, every day I go to his house, he was scratching on that. And then he bought, like, another turntable that was, like, not the same brand, and they just started winning from there on out. That nigga went to the Ranchito, to Charlotte's, and did bad.
Man.
So, with you making beats on your phone, like, do you save them? Cause I know that you make, like, you're like A-Rab music, like, you make a lot of, you know, whatever, but, like, do you, like, literally sit down and, like, compose? Cause I see you have the keyboard and all that shit. Like, do you, like, compose and you, like, do this and then do that and add that?
I haven't, but I do. I recently had beats that were saved into my Serato, cause I'm able to make all my live phone beats. I can save them into Serato,
yeah,
and I can hear them or whatever. Well, my computer was on the fritz, and all my beats got erased. So the motivation to get back to starting over again is where I'm lacking. Instead of just being like, fuck it, it happened, get on it. So that's where I'm just trying to get back into that. Hey, it happened, get back on it, plug your shit up, make the beats. You know it's gonna take 5 minutes to make a beat, so just take them 5 minutes and just stop bullshitting. So I'm about to get on it. I'm about to start, like, really talking to people who really want to rap on some beat. I get calls every day on my messenger, like, hey, how much you sell for beats? And it's just like, damn, like, I know I can be paying my bills selling beats, but it's just that motivation is a motherfucker. And I'm finna get on it, man. I need a motivation pill. I don't know what kind of pill that is, but
Adderall.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
I mean, I'm
not finna take nothing that's gonna make me a little different. And
I don't think Adderall make you different.
I don't know. I'm scared of pills. I don't even like taking gummy vitamins. Them hoes good though. I chew them and shit. Nigga. Like,
I mean, Adderall it'll just have you doing what you said you was gonna do.
I mean, I might try do a half a pill and see what happens. But like I said, I'm scared of pills and shit.
Yeah. You know, I think I took Adderall this the other day. Man, it was crunk.
I'm gonna try this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dog, like, man, you can just get shit done. You'll get shit done. I'm not gonna go into all that. So last time we talked, you told a pretty amazing story about your come up as a singer and all this stuff. And you don't have to really go verbatim, but I think it was a pretty tight, compelling story.
About what part? I mean, I've been through some things.
That, like, you know, about you going to Atlanta and, you know, like, the whole back of, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you could have been.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a pretty very, a very interesting life. And it's a lot of people don't like to think deep at all, yeah. Let alone deep how I think. But I know there's different reasons of why I am where I am and why I am not where I am, mm-hmm. or whatever, if I said that right. But I don't know, like, I feel like it's a blessing that I'm not where I want to have been, because I think at 14, when I had, you know, A&Rs for LaFace Records, like, wanted me to move to Atlanta, like, right now, like, leave right now, but I wasn't able to, because my mom was like, hell no, you're my only son, you ain't going nowhere.
But do you think that would have, like, you say that you're kind of happy you didn't do it then, but, like, you see people like Usher, minus the herpes and all that shit.
Yeah.
But do you think that would have conditioned you to go out there and be a child, and then I'm pretty sure they would develop you and all this shit?
Oh, I know for a fact, if I would have went to Atlanta when I was supposed to, I know for a fact I would be, it would have been me and Timbaland making that damn beat battle on the internet.
But do you think that if you went to Atlanta that you would probably be a singer instead of a... Because the A&Rs looked at you because you're a singer, not a producer. So,
well, no, because what it is the A&R that I knew it when I was 14, he's my friend to this day. I even lived with him when I went to Atlanta about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. But when he knew me as the exact Trenard that I am now, the beat maker, because he knew me when I had my keyboard that I still have in my room right now. Like, it still works. I just don't plug it up because it's old school, but he knew me as making beats at 7 years. I mean, he knew the beats that I was making at 13 years old, like, just cold, like,
right.
Just raw. And he knew me as singing, funny as hell. And so, you know, if I would have went down there, it would have been limitless. But
right, but what I'm saying is that you don't think they would have focused on one thing, like, with you being young, you know. You don't think that they'd be like, you be the next singer because you're 14, you would make more money off of being a singer because you had the Teeny Boppers versus you being 14 and being a producer.
Oh, shit. I think I would have been everything, because beats, like I said, beats is, right. is my heart. So I don't even think that they could have even made me.
But phones weren't out yet. I mean, not out yet. But
no. But my keyboard, I mean, no, beats was around, period. Like I was doing the same thing I'm doing now. Back when I was 7 years old, like, that's what I'm saying. I was so ahead of my time, because, like, I still have cassettes of beats that I made when I was 7 years old, and they can be up to date. You know, of course they're a little raspy because, you know, cassette tapes, you know, they old, they, like, you know, damn near 30-year-old tapes and shit almost. But
yeah.
But like, I was really ahead of my time, bro. Like, so I just think that I would have been that overall. Just like, damn, this dude is a singer, a rapper, yeah. dancer, and he's 14, like, damn, like, and, you know, of course, there's pros and cons being that young into that industry, because yeah. I know people, I ain't gonna disclose names, but I know people that were actually famous at a very young age, and the music industry, the entertainment industry, really did some very horrible, like, when I say horrible things, I mean, yeah. So I'm kind of glad that I wasn't a child prodigy or whatever like that, but I still wish I would have been able to, you know, fulfill my dreams and be able to tell my mom, hey, go out in the parking lot and see what I got you. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I can't get her nothing but a hug and some Reese's Pieces. She likes that.
At least that's something.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
So, sorry. I'm not a watch person, but my birthday passed, and somebody was kindly enough, and they gave me a G-Shock, and
I'll clean too.
Yeah, thank you. I love it, but I'm just like fuck with shit, and I just don't know what I'm doing. But not saying that you should or not, but just like having a real conversation, you didn't have any resentment towards your mom? Cause I know I would have been like this.
Man, me and my mom, I think that's why me and my mom's relationship hasn't been the same. Like, she loves me dearly. I love her dearly. But I try to forget that. But I see her struggle every day and have to work somewhere for, you know, 20 plus years. And it's because she has to. And I was trying to pursue that life for her to work if she wanted to.
Yeah.
And she has to work every day, and I try not to get mad, but it's like I see her pain, and I know for a fact that if she would have let me, you know, go to Atlanta, do what I was supposed to do when I was 14, when I was 18, when they were really just like, man, move down here, we got you, I didn't get to go, and I lost that opportunity, and now I'm, you know, 33, trying to do stuff, and yes, I still have time, but it's harder. Like, when you get older, your testosterone leave you, and you get less motivated, yeah. And it's just harder. And so that's why I'm just trying to just, you know, chip away the negativities of my life and change certain things to where that might, you know, it won't be as hard.
So do you think that, do you think it's easy to overcome negativity out here?
No.
I think so. Why?
Because it's this small ass city, this small big ass city is surrounded by, I don't know, like everybody that thinks stuff is the normal ain't normal. So then everybody's just doing the unnormal shit every day, and
yeah.
And people who are aware of that shit can't feel sane around here. Like me, I feel like I'm going crazy every day, and like. They were wondering, like, why'd you put so many miles on your car living in Midland?
Yeah.
I was literally putting, like, 22,000 miles a year living in Midland. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would literally get in my car and just ride. Just because I would be in my own little space. And, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so that's not cool to just ride around. Like, I could be at home making beats.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to make beats in my apartment because it's like, I feel like I'm in a jail cell with a studio. And I don't know, it's just weird. Like, like the aura of Midland, it's an oil field based city.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in the oil field, you're going to have to pay oil field prices.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm paying an arm and a leg to survive in a city that I can't even thrive in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know, it ain't no concerts here. It ain't no comedy clubs here. It ain't no, like, it's just whack.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I always get in the habit of traveling, you know? And I mean, like, but I like, because I live out in the country, you know what I mean? And it's nice and, you know, like, it's peaceful, you know? And so I like that, but I do feel you on the concept of like just getting in and riding, because sometimes there's not a lot of shit to do here but either get fucked up or eat or something.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it, but like I say, I think that especially for producers, like,
see, message.
I don't know what I'm doing. See, I feel like the internet's your best friend. Like, I feel like, man, if you get out there and you just met somebody from somewhere else that's not here. Because, like, what I realize is people, and this isn't, I mean, I know people here take shit serious, but, like, people in other places, like, are willing to, like, pay for stuff because they grasp the concept of business. And I feel like here that it's just so dated. And like you said, it's an oil field based city. So people here are, they're always willing to pay for the wrong things.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? And don't understand that shit, like being a producer or even recording at a studio, like they would pay to have like 100 CDs pressed, but they wouldn't like pay for a beat. And like I tell niggas, like, yo, like y'all are still passing out CDs, man. Like, I don't even know when the last time I really like put a CD in a CD player.
Honestly, I mean, that stuff still work, the CD, because I mean, I know like when I had my little album or whatever that I had before my music got stolen, I was really going around and was selling my CD.
Really? What year?
Well, this was like 2 years ago, because like I stopped, you know, being in the studio recording. But like, I don't know. And I mean, I still have people who buy CDs, and you know, like I'm an 80s baby, so you know, yeah. I'm one 80 baby out of probably 1 billion 80 other baby, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like they love the CD still. Like they don't want to always have a USB to auxiliary and just all that extra bullshit. So, and you know, you going out there and like, you know, people knew me and I'd be like, hey, I have a CD. Hey, I want to check that out. Well, I've never had a CD in a long time. Well, they're going to have a CD now. So it's just almost personable. Like they ain't going to have a CD, but when they get a CD, oh, and then that CD will be the only CD in they tape deck. So whenever Sirius Shape 45 tripping on every channel or the radio stations, every channel, they can put the CD in here.
Yeah. Well, see, I always, I don't know, like, because I always used to fuck with CDs. CDs was my shit, just burn CDs, do whatever, put music on there. And then, like, I would listen to CDs so much that it would, like, just fuck up. But I'm the type of person when somebody's, like, walking up to me and they're like, because I hate when people come up to me and be like, yo, I got this CD for 15 or you can buy two for 20. And I'm just like, the math is kind of weird on that. But you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I don't want to take, not that it's a risk, because there's sometimes I've been like, you know, I'm going to support my black brother or my rap friend or whatever. Now, you know, I tell niggas like, yo, what's your title? Are you on Tidal? Are you on Spotify? Because I'm all about just my streaming services, like Tidal and Spotify and all that shit. So I feel like if somebody doesn't have that, or even if they don't have a SoundCloud, then I'm like,
Because I don't have Spotify or SoundCloud. Like I had all that stuff, but of course, you know, when everything got took, square one. But most of those people that be out there talking about, hey, I got a CD for blah blah blah, like they're, the way that they come to you is already a way for them to, for it to be no. Like, I don't know, I'm different. Like I'm the type of person where if I meet somebody for the first time and we're able to talk for five minutes, like you're gonna be cool enough with me to be like, you know what, I will check your CD out, bro. And then that'll be a CD sold. It ain't all about asking just random people, because of course you can't, like, my black tail ain't finna go up to no, like, older white lady and be like, hey, what's up, Miss Lady? You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, But you know what I'm saying? But if I know that old white lady, like, I got older white ladies that know me that wouldn't even listen to my CD, but they'll buy it just because they cool with me.
Yeah. So, but I think I always hated the thing when a rap, when I'm, like, in the mall, and this was like years ago, but like, and they set themselves up for failure. When I was in the mall and somebody walks up to me and they say, hey, do you like rap music? And I'm like, no.
And you black? I hate that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you dress whatever, and I'm just like, nah, I don't really fuck with that, you know? But like, when I was a rapper, and I used to be like, they used to be like, yo, they would still have a CD, and I'd be like, well, I have a CD too, so. I was a type, like, I never, like, sold my shit. So I'd be like, yo, do you want to trade? But niggas weren't really about that, because niggas really just be selling CDs just to buy, like, dub sacks and shit. So, you know.
I'm trying to pay some real nigga bills.
Niggas will sell enough CDs to get an eighth, and they'll be done with it. But like I said,
I can make another beat.
Oh, yeah, go for it. But make something epic. I want to hear something, like, epic shit. Possible.
Everything's epic, especially when it's off a phone. I'm limited, but I'm not limited.
Is there a way that we could, I don't know, I mean, I guess See, this is one of the times where I should have been videotaping. But, like, because I want to be if there's a way that you can be thrown something that you don't know what it is and just go through the pads one time and then come up with something.
I mean...
Because I'm pretty sure, like, what you have on the pads right now, like, you know what it is.
I mean, I can always change up the beat. That's pretty much all I can do. I can't change the key of the sample.
Well, not that, but I mean, like, if you load a preset just a random preset that you don't know what it is, and then just go through it, like, boom, 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 one time just to hear it and then make something. Versus, like, if you load up a preset that you already know what it is.
I won't be able to do that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's...
I wish you had the machine hooked up.
It's 12 buttons that... So, I mean, that's pretty... That's a lot of different things I can do.
The other one you had before that, mm-hmm. with the sample, I mean, so you have different presets.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, so do you have something that's, like, soulful?
Soulful?
Or something that's, I don't know.
I mean, I got different shit. I got, like, old school. I got trap. I got, like, some weird Arabic or Indian stuff. I mean, it's just... I don't have one genre. I got dubstep type stuff. I just, you know. Like whatever she said, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So. All right. What you got?
Different type shit. I mean, like, I'm limited. I mean, I'm limited, but I'm not limited.
So, do you what about your machine?
That's my girl that I just don't even pull out no more, but I pulled her out the other day and I was kind of upset that I wasn't flowing yeah. with the beat processing. Like, usually I just pull out my phone, I can make a beat right then and there. I can change the beat up. And I pulled out my machine, and I forgot how to do this for a while. Then it came back, but I was like, wow. Like, I really don't mess with my machine. So
yeah.
that's why I, like, I'm about to get back on it.
Yeah, you should, man, because, like, if you're doing that on your phone, then I'm just like, imagine what you would do if you were fluently using your machine, because I'm pretty sure, like, there's a lot more access to do stuff and a lot more room.
Yeah, like the videos I was putting out.
Like some of the videos.
Yeah, like the video I was putting out before my music got stolen. Like, I was on that drum machine every day, all day, and it's just amazing that I can't. Well, no, I can. It's just I haven't been able to go back on it. But I know I'm. Hey, it's just a matter of time of me getting back on it. I've been busy DJing, so that's been keeping a lot of my time away from my music. That's why it's so easy to have my phone and just pull it out, and I can just wreck it wherever I'm at. Yeah. So,
have you ever thought about like when you DJ, do you sometimes just like maybe why don't you just like make a beat and just like not even tell niggas and just make a beat just so niggas just go nuts?
I do. I do it all the time. Like if I'm just sitting there like before I like blend the next song, I'll like make a beat with some samples from that song, and then I'll make the original song. So I mean, I'm always like doing something. I mean, like they might not know that I'm making a beat, but I mean, you know, if you listen, you can tell that I'm doing it. But you know, some people don't think they're just like zombies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
very true. So back to your singing. I mean, like, is that something that you really are like, yo, I want to pursue that too? Or is it just something that, like, you know you're good at and it's not, like, big deal? I imagine you would do, like, you could get paid and do features, but, like, you're not. Because when you say put out an album, I'm just trying to imagine, because, I mean, you sing and rap.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to imagine, and you produce. So my brain isn't wrapping around, like, the sound and what type of album it would be.
I like to make different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, because, like, there's some things that I'll make that I'll be like, I know that this is going to make people be like, let me listen to it, like, another time. Because everybody these days sounds the exact same. Like, the beats are starting to sound the same, the flow of rappers starting the same, like, the topics starting to sound the same. So it's like, I like to be original as much as I can. So the album, that's what I would want it to sound like, just a little different. Like, I don't want it to, like, I want you to, like, almost raise your eyebrow a little bit and like, okay, I get that shit. Like, that shit's dope.
What do you rap about?
Shit. The shit that I've been rapping about lately is, like, the shit that I'm going through.
Okay.
Like, all the negatives about, like, the females around here, or, and then plus, you know, I'm a comedian, so, I mean, I'm off the charts with everything. Like, I want to make a comedy album where I'm really singing my heart out, but I'm singing about some funny shit.
Yeah.
It's just the fact of doing it. And I want to surround myself around people. I was back in the day, I was surrounded by people who were like, hell yeah, let's do that. And I'm a rapper, you a singer, you a beat maker, so shit, you need me, I need you. And like now, like, I be trying to figure out, like, who's that next person that need me, that I need, that vice versa.
Yeah,
I know I'm off the chain and whatever I do, but I don't know. So.
What I don't know, like, what would be your quest to find that?
Honestly, I want to, once I start getting back onto this machine and, like, breaking bad habits of just riding around and just being like, fuck it, I ain't finna miss nothing on that street, just sitting here and just make some beats and just get back into the habit of all I cared about is my drum machine.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know that's where my happiness is. And I've been an unhappy person for a while, and I know my phone can only satisfy me so much.
Like, when you make the beat, does it have it where you can leave out the pads and go to, like, where you can see it line shit up and stuff?
On my phone.
Or is it just, like, it records the beat how you play it?
Well, if I have it plugged up to my Serato, to my controller, it'll actually put waves and all that, uh-huh. but I won't be able to like go into it and chop it up. Mm. I'm just basically like, I'm live. Mm. Like, everything I do, I'm live. Like, yeah. ain't no looping systems, there ain't no, yeah, I'm just live. Mm.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Beats Real Live. I need to figure out a different name for me instead of just Beats
you have,
Real.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
So, I wonder.
Cause I know the the app that I use, it's 100% compatible for iPhone. It's for every phone, but it's a slight like delay.
Well, cause I was gonna say I didn't bring my iPad, but like cause I have the Beatmaker app. You know, the Beatmaker app has the pads and stuff, but you can also like, it's very like it's pretty dope. Like you can pick the keyboard or whatever, but you can like. Have the you know how you, when you're recording something and it has like the wave tracks and stuff like yeah. that, like it has that out, so it's almost like a Fruity Loops where you can like copy and paste shit. So you're not dope. Yeah, you should check it out. It's like $10. You should like really check it out because I think that if you got that would satisfy you because then you can like literally make beats and you can start on something and then say. Save it and then go to something else and then go back to that and then you have like maybe like 3 minutes of this song worked out. I mean you should check it out, man. You should really check it out. Like that's really dope. So are you I know you're trying to like rebrand yourself and you know set yourself up around different people, but is there like a project in mind, something coming, something that you like maybe writing or working on or And when you work in these projects, do you also, being a producer, fuck with other producers? Like, say somebody else gives you beats, or you just, you do all you?
I used to, I'm affiliated with RSC, that's my homies. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a part of the group, but I'm not a part of the group. Like, I'm solo, but those are my niggas, and, you know, when yeah. we need to get something done, we do.
Yeah.
We've been falling off a little bit, because, you know, life is just crazy and stuff. But, yeah. Yeah, man. I actually got about 30 songs like fully written. Mm-hmm. I be, you know, sometimes looking for a certain rapper to get on it. I'm just like I said, that motivation. I know once I'm motivated, it ain't nothing you can tell me or stop me. It's just getting that full motivation back, and I'm getting it back.
Cause I would love to hear a Beats Real project. So and as an artist, are you still Beats Real?
Yeah, I'm Trenard Deshawn. That's my singing name, and then Beats Real is my just
producer.
Yeah, producer. I guess entertainment name, but yeah. Like, Trenard Deshawn is my singing name.
So singing wise, like, are you like a panty dropper singer, or are you just like a real?
I'm all about like singing about like making love and shit. Cause I mean, I'm like the new R. Kelly. Probably not as graphic.
Cause you know R. Kelly's in the news, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I ain't finna be peeing on nobody. I ain't finna be
kidnapping people.
Yeah, kidnapping people. Even though they saying that.
Remember Life Jennings?
Who?
Life Jennings.
Yeah, I seen that fool on the TV the other day. I didn't know nothing about him, and then saw him the other day. He was on the 11 Hip Hop Show or something.
Really?
Like that. And I was like, oh hell.
Oh shit! Cause
yeah,
that
I was like, they done got him now. They done got him.
I remember that when that Must Be Nice came out, dog. That shit was the shit.
Yep, he had a different voice and yep, something different.
So he's on 11 Hip Hop now.
Yeah, it was like one of them shows, like 11 yeah. Hip Hop, and he was fighting with some girl, one of the girls that was from 11 Hip Hop. Show from like 3 years ago, and I'm like, damn, she's still on Love and Hip Hop. She ain't found love yet. She just hip hopping to other niggas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, getting that money, man. Getting that money.
I ain't hating.
So I mean, are you single?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just dating.
So.
Something like that.
Do you fuck with a lot of girls?
Man,
and when I mean that, I mean like since you make like a lot of love songs, like are you going off of experience? Because like you said that some of these hoes around here, which is true, and some of y'all know y'all hoes, that are negative and ain't really about shit. So that's why I always wonder, like, if it's a.
My first album that came out, which I'm going to redo it, cause it didn't get to be to the world like it should have been in the time and the fashion. But anyway, the album was called Living Life, and it was basically I rapped and singed and produced every beat on that song. I mean on that album, but it was about life. Like I would talk about making love. I would talk about the government, what they're doing to us. I'll talk about when I was a young kid. I mean, I just, it was like about life. So it was just, it wasn't like an album for just panty dropping. It was like, it was really called Living Life because it was about everything. Mm. But predominantly it was about, you know, making love. Because I love the art of making love. I love sensualism and all that stuff, the body oils and all that. But of course, a lot of females, they're not worth that because they don't need to be. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to find somebody that is worth feeling amazed. Like, this nigga really do care about every touch of every part of my body, not just, you know, these women that don't even give a fuck.
Yeah,
I'm just another nigga to them. Like, oh, he's just another one and another one and another one. You know, like, shit. It's frustrating. I'm a lover, but I'm not surrounded by love.
Right, right.
Yes, boy.
I totally dig. You know, I'm a lover too, and I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna say I haven't found love here because years ago I did, you know, but I feel like girls here, like, I'm like, yo, some of these bitches are sketchy, and some of them just make it seem like I'm sketchy.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm going through. Like, they make me feel like I'm a bad dude when I'm like, damn, like, I'm kind of doing the same thing you're doing, but not really.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just trying to, like, make it seem like, oh, you're the man, so...
Yeah.
You're in control of the whole more of whatever. Now, I don't know. Like, I know that if I focus on not loving, like, the physicalness of people and just fall in love with my music again.
Yeah, I know,
like, that's where I'm just happy. Like, I know for a fact if I'm just with my beats, my machine, my keyboard, I know I'm gonna be happy. And then the female's gonna come, and then I'll be able to choose a female that's better for me instead of just one that's around me that's a product of my environment. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I get you.
It's hard though.
So do you have any projection of when the album would come out?
Oh no, because right now I'm trying to figure out how to use my own studio.
Well, I'm gonna show you that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, with all this DJing, I mean, I know that's no excuse, because I know if I just...
I know, because I was, like, saying, kind of sound like you're procrastinating now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the number one thing of musicians. Like, as musicians, we say shit that will sound good, and it sounds good, but then it's the follow-through that nigga... But, and I want to shout out my friend Els, because he was working on an album for, like, 2 years, and I've heard it, and he actually finally dropped it. I didn't think he was going to drop it. He dropped it Friday. F a day, won't get that.
Hey.
But, you know, like, and that's one thing, as me being, I guess, a ex-musician, like, I feel like I want to be an advocate for the musicians, and I want to push niggas to, like, yo, follow your fucking dreams, because... Sometimes, like, it's not about always making it, but it's always just putting out that masterpiece or that classic, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I've made plenty of projects, and then there's one project that I made that actually didn't... I lost it for, like, maybe 4 years, and I finally got it back the other day. And I got it, and I'm like, yo, this is fucking dope. Like, if I never do anything else in life, like, I made this shit... You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's something I can, I guess, let my kids hear, whatever. But I just want to see niggas, like, make shit happen. Because I think with this town is, niggas are about money here. That's one thing I'll say about this place. Like, niggas are about money here because it's an oil field town, and all the jobs damn near pay fucking high because it's an oil field town. But it also kind of balances out because everything's so expensive because it's an oil field town. But
it balances out in a wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. But I think niggas lose sight because
money.
Yeah, they start making money and then they just start kind of working and then they just get trapped in just like, which nothing's wrong with it, but they get trapped in like being that worker and being that worker until the oil field goes down. Yep. And then the niggas ain't doing shit. And then they go off the wrong path and start like fucking with drugs and shit and doing all that shit.
I got friends that are telling me, they're like, man, Trenard, you ain't got no kids. You should just get in the oil field for 6 months.
Yeah.
Stack that bread up. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that, but it's like, that's not what I want to do.
Yeah. And then 6 months, it's not like you're going to be a fucking millionaire. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's going to be enough to last for like a year, maybe.
And then it's like, I don't want nothing to keep me from wanting to do my music whenever I want to.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm a DJ. I know I'm going to be busy on that date, and I'm going to do my thing, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get on it, brother.
Got to, man, because like I said, you're a talented guy, man, and I mean, just like the type of beats you make, and then like if you start using your machine, and like I said, I'm gonna set you up. So if you start using your machine and start being able to like pull your own samples and do it, like, man, sky's the limit. Like if you're doing that with that, like imagine what you would do with something with the screen and that you can move shit around and do all this shit. Like,
cause I know, like, I see like A-Rap music and
yeah,
it's some black dude. I've been seeing his videos, but he's always smiling from ear to ear and he's like making the beat. But like, I see exactly what he's doing, and I know I would murder them niggas if I just would get on it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm already hanging with them with the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, man, like, the world better be lucky I'm not motivated like I should be, cause like.
But see, know, but see, it's like the world should be lucky, but maybe
I'm not lucky.
You're not doing a justice to the world, cause maybe you should be showing the world like, yo, this is what the fuck y'all are missing.
Right, I got fans that when I posted a video the other day, this one dude, he live in Atlanta, can't remember his name. I think it's like Gregory Hutchinson. It's something like that. I can't remember, but. But he was like, bro, you used to record all the time. Like, you used to do a video all the time. And I'm like, damn. Like, it's people out there that really give a damn about my videos. And I'm, like, not sharing shit.
Like, but see, that's the thing. We lose sight here because even as a podcaster, you know, and that's why I try to travel and do a lot of podcasts. But I get so wrapped up. And I'd be here. And then I'd just be like, you know, like, niggas here and whatever. But then I realized then, like, everybody like outside of here like fucks with it, and lately like people here have been fucking with it. But yeah, like with the internet and all this shit, there's a, you know what I'm saying, like you have fans somewhere that you won't even know.
Yep, I got some in Australia.
See,
and it was all because I was posting videos on Facebook like every day. I was over there at that studio and I was making beats every day, and the fit, man. And they're like, we want another one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started getting like famous people that was like, you can share your beats on my page. So then people were like, who is this dude? And it was just like, I had a real big buzz about 3 years ago. And it's just to know where I'm at now, where some people don't even know I sing and don't even know that I make beats, even though my name is Beats Real. And I'm like, what?
Like I said, like, well, I guess when I first met you, I told you, I always thought you was a dancing motherfucker. Yeah, that's when I see you for.
I was like, people out there in the world think that I'm a dancing nigga and not a beat maker.
Yeah.
I was like, dancing is something that I do as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that, yeah, so yeah, I need to, I'm bullshitting.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
You'll say I just don't want that talent to go to waste, my guy. Yeah, like, I dope, dog.
I know.
And I hate it because this was also good, but. Aaron's gonna try to fix it, I don't know. But the first podcast that we had was like, even though you didn't play beats in it, you know, like we went deeper into a lot of stuff. But on this one, like, you played the beats. But I remember after that first podcast, like, you know, I never had heard you make beats. And then we sat in the car and you made them shits, and I was just like, who the fuck are you? Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you in fucking West Texas? With this much talent that you know for a fact that if you step foot and say even like Chicago or somewhere else, LA or somewhere, you know, it would be an instant blow up. You know what I'm saying? And I know that as people, you know what I'm saying? And I try not to do it. Like, we get content on where we're at. That's why like I can live here, but I've lived here like 3 times. You know what I mean? Because there's times I just gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta move somewhere else for a couple of years and then come back, because I think it's okay here. But now, as what I'm pursuing with podcasting, like now, yeah, I'm like, I should probably, that's why I'm like, I'm going to California next year. You know what I mean? Because I'm this kind
of moving, or just
moving.
Ahead. What part of Cali?
San Diego.
Well, whenever you go, please keep me in contact so I can have a reason to go the fuck down there.
Yeah.
I just got back from Lubbock this morning, and I'm already wanting to go somewhere again.
Yeah, I'm going to Austin this weekend. I know Aaron said the thing about the 5th about Austin, that he said you want to go.
Yeah, and then
because I'm going
with
them.
I'm supposed to be in Lubbock that 4th and that 5th for my brother's birthday.
Oh,
party.
For real?
So yeah, so that's why I was like, shit, I would have been down, but
because
now,
like,
I mean, as of now, if I don't go to Lubbock, which I'm pretty sure I am, then I probably could make right. that trip. I don't.
Because like I know a lot of people out in Austin, and I tell people here, like, yo, if you're really trying to do something, like, I could help get you shows out there in Austin at least.
That's what I want right now. Like, even to do, I mean, do shit like that. I mean, like, I have
even comedy. Like, I know comedians out there that I could help get you on a comedy set.
And I do my beats with my comedy. Like, I'll sit up there with my phone in my hand, I'm telling jokes or whatever, and then I'll be like, I got a beat for y'all.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there and do a beat for about a minute and then go right back into comedy. And that's what I've been doing for my past 2 comedy shows. And they're like, it's different. That's dope. So, you know. And I got to open up for AJ Johnson, aka Ezell.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and I got to open up for Shorty Kendall Ward. So I mean, I've done two comedy shows and
yeah, you opened up for AJ Johnson.
Hey, you see his face is crossed out because that nigga pissed me off at the damn show.
Why?
He was acting black and bougie and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to be, and I was all like, hey, Ezell, man, you a cool man. What's up, Ezell? I'm like, I get to open up for you. And he was looking at me like he didn't give a fuck. And I don't know if he was on some. I don't know nothing. I just know that I didn't like that nigga.
Yeah.
Considering I was happy that nigga is my city, way the fucking Midland, Texas, and you doing a comedy show and you can't even oblige to the motherfucker who opened it up for you. And the nigga was salty because when I went out on stage, it was way louder than his little ugly ass that went on stage. So yeah, you know, the hate was real.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But yeah, I got to open up for that nigga. And Terry Gross, he was hella funny. Like, he should have been the main. Oh, matter of fact, he was. Ezell wasn't even the main person. A man named Terry Gross was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, was he cool?
Funny as shit.
Was he cool, though?
Yeah.
Like,
And he even told me, like, he knew that I was, like, new to comedy, but he saw my vision, and he even told me, he was like, bro, that shit's dope. Like, he said the only thing I should have did was invited somebody on stage to maybe, like, funny freestyle while I was making the beat. And he's been in the comedy for years, and he told me that's the only thing he said he would I should have did was brought somebody on stage and maybe like freestyled about pigs or whatever.
Like them telling you what to rap about, or
no,
you
them
rapping.
Like just to add, what do you call that? The audience into the show to draw them into it, so it ain't just me on stage. Like, that's what he did. He did comedy.
Crowd participation.
And he's like, oh, I need 3 people to come on stage real quick, and it was just some funny shit where he had a Chinese dude and some other people, and then he made them make. Yeah, it was, I don't know.
That's pretty dope though. And where was this one at?
This one was at it was at the Wyndham Garden.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is up.
Yeah, the other one was at the what was it called? The Yucca Theater.
Yeah, yeah, where they have the Summer Mummers.
It's been there for years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I've done some things. I just, my motivation. And I know once I get on it, like I'm saying, like, so I need to name my next album Motivation.
Shit.
Matter of fact, I got a good idea for some shit now. Ooh.
So, it is, I remember you said you had to, it's about to be 2. Any last words? Any way for people to find you or anything or what to look out for?
You can hit me up on Facebook under Trenard Woodard, because, you know, Facebook made me put my real name. So that's TRINARDWOODARD. Or type in Beats Real, you should find me. Snapchat is Beats Real and the number 4, BEATSREAL and the number 4. Instagram is just Beats Real by itself. Yeah. If you want to laugh, add me on Snapchat. If you, I'm always putting real situation comments, status, whatever on Facebook. So yeah, look out for the album. Look out for some features. I've been doing features with Sensation.
Where does he live? Dallas?
I think he live here on the cool. And if he live in Dallas, like, he real incognito. I don't even know.
Well, I mean, I've known like maybe like 8 years ago. So
yeah, I just did like 2 songs with him recently. Like, I was just on the hook.
Yeah.
But you know, hook is a real important part of the song.
When and where can we hear those?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't know who mastering them. I mean, I know Uncle Zone. Shout out Uncle Zone Royalty. They mastering it. I don't know when they gonna have the final copy. Mm-hmm. I'm actually supposed to meet up with a homeboy around 5 or 6, because I did a song with him. Oh yeah, shout out Joey, MOB Media.
Oh shit, shout out Joey.
I did a song with him, and we're supposed to meet up today around 5 or 6 to hear that song.
Okay,
I've been waiting to hear the song with them. So
we're at his place.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
So yeah, shout out Joey.
I can't remember what the song was. I just know I killed the hook, and he told me that the beat was changed. And so,
yeah.
Can't wait to hear that, bitch.
Okay, this was up. So, thank you for having me on part 2, which is part 1.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But before we go, you gonna break something? Break some shit out. This is Moke and Beats Real, a.k.a. Trenard Deshawn, and he is gonna take us out.
Moke out. Peace, y'all. Have a good whatever.
Made a beat right here. Like that.
Even if we gotta make a GoFundMe to start your fucking whatever to bed, like, cause yeah, bro, you're too talented.
Telling you, man, it's just the law of the land.
You're too talented, man. And so I'm gonna try to get you set up on this shit. I have my mic all the way down. But yeah, so Moke and Friends, Moke and Beats Real. It was a pleasure.
Peace out.
Peace. Peace.
Yeah. Oh, my plug try to stall it, get the only one. My bitch trippin', like that hoe the only one. Just threw a check, you thought that was the only one. The whole squad eat like we the only ones. Only ones, only ones. We ain't worried about the niggas, we the only ones. Only ones, only ones. Like fuck them other niggas, we the only ones. Yeah, I pull up, smell it like a ton of reefer. Hoes is looking like they bout to throw me one. You ain't the only one that thought she was the only one. Yeah, this bitch thinking that she special. Bust it open for a nigga. She thought she was the only one. I shook that hoe. Drop that Molly in that water, then I shook that hoe. Southside life is what we bout. Show up, show out, like we posted at the house. Ooh, I got my feet up on the couch, yeah. You got them bottles, bring them out, yeah. Shots is going round and round, blunts blowing back to back. Nigga, what the fuss? I drop this gas, I gotta make you cough. This bitch, I'm with her, break it off. I ain't even through the check, she already took it off. Cause she know that she gon' cash out. Grab that stacking, then I slap her on her backside. Woo. My plug